Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Care to Read. Habarigani to those newcomers out there, and Alafia to my old-time friends. Thanks for joining the Care to Read room. You got your Omega 7 in the house, the advocate you need, and the advisor you want. I hope everyone's having a great evening this evening, on a windy evening. Hope you're staying dry. And I would like to welcome you to this segment, our 17th segment, on the topic of the Supreme Being and the Ifa faith tradition. Who is he, the Supreme Being? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to lock in that call number, you can do that now, 646-478-0270. And we'd like to welcome each and every one of you and solicit for you to join us by coming in asking questions. We have a question and answer segment of the show. When we feature our particular segment, you can call in and ask questions. Right now, we would like to welcome those newcomers and let them know that we are working with Nearfight Training. Just a little regroup on some of the things we've done in the past. We have worked on the Nearfight Training, and this program is being featured under Project 2019. We are a consumer science education group, and we have been covering, filling in the gap for those areas of illiteracy and training in the area of customs and traditions, helping our African-American families to gather more knowledge about our traditions and customs. And if you didn't know it, we are a culture, and we have a culture, not just a tradition or rituals. However, we are practicing rituals in this room. We do commune with the ancestors. We do take special time out to call on our ancestors, to ask permission from our elders to speak. And we have a ceremony which we include our ancestors in. And today we're going to do a little something different. We are going to teach you about channeling and how you can channel your energies to send your healing energies to family members who are ill, loved ones, friends. And as we send those energies, we send those energies out to make sure that they are able to tap into our powers. Now, you do know that you are a channeler, right? Yes, you are. You can send your energy out into the atmosphere. Your vibrations can go, and other people can tap into them. And that's something that we know as the name of Reiki, Reiki healing. And we've had a topic of discussion on Reiki here, but we've never talked about channeling. So during our talking cure, Omi is going to tune you in to channeling and help you to set up this environment for yourself in the future where you could also channel. Now, I'm going to take some time to get myself cleaned up, but before I do that, I want to ask permission from my elders to speak. And as I ask permission from my elders, then I know I can go on with the show. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have the permission to speak.
Thank you, Elder. Now, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to have to get myself washed up today. Baba's not in the audience today, So I'm going to go in and I'm going to tap in on this little bamboo plant that we have here today. It's a little good luck plant, and I'm going to have it in my ceremony as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now about to be purified. I'm all purified now. The purification is complete, ladies and gentlemen. You are now standing on holy ground. Now, we have a new addition to our family, and this is a bamboo plant that we shared and broke bread with today. And this plant belongs to Mrs. Harvey, and we're going to have her pop this plant, and this little plant is going to be in our worshiping ceremony. And it's a good thing that we can bring something into the ceremony like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask you to stand to your feet. Now that I'm purified, you can get ready for the talking cure. We call it the talking cure because this is a time that you can get your needs met. Whatever they are, this is a time to tap in. I'm going to bring our drummers in. Drummers, are you out there? Like the drum is all over. And how do you make it just play by a bell together? All of that spell. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. And if you start to talk, please join us and allow us to stand on your shoulders. Positive force of healing. that you can send out into the atmosphere. As you meditate now, meditate on the loved ones that need the energy. Sending the energy out to your loved ones, sending the energy out to your friends, sending the energy out to that significant other where they might need it the most. Now see yourself standing before your loved ones with a brilliant light magnifying around them, with the blue light descending, with them being healed. See them performing something and smiling with complete harmony and balance in their bodies. Seeing them being whole. Seeing them being complete. Knowing that your energy that you sent to them is ample enough for complete balance and harmony. If the Almighty is pure energy, ratified energy, and light, guess what? So are you. Sending out pure, ratified energy will be totally enough to heal every aspect of physical or mental illness. First, seeing the person balanced in their spiritual consciousness from the top of their head to the tip of their feet, dealing with the chakras from the ankle to the pelvic center, to the navel, to the chest cavity, to the throat area, to the top of the forehead, and then to the crown of the head, where Ori lies. Your chakras are lined up now, seeing all the chakras lined up, seeing a brilliant light around yourself, with ratified energy, permeating around the body. See the body with the blue light being full, complete, balanced, lacking nothing. Knowing that energy, pure energy, not atoms, ladies and gentlemen, but ratified energy, will do the healing. As you send the energy out, the room is pivoted with a white light now. The energy can be tapped into. Whatsoever you need, be it your finances, be it your mental state, be it your cures, be it concentrated energy to send out to more loved ones, you can tap into it. It's available to you. As you send out those waves to those who are in need, remember, from time to time, we must remember that some people are not strong enough to develop themselves. But with your training and your daily ritual, you can develop the ability to share your energy with someone else. This is not I done the puzzle. This is not some juju. This is not some fetish or pagan belief. But this is your intuition, your ability to use your third eye, your sixth sense, which you were given to tap, activate on a daily basis to allow it to be potent enough, pure ratified energy. As you take that pure ratified energy and you hold the hand out, reaching out, and some of our customs are in church. When someone's being prayed for, we send the energy out to that loved one or to that sick individual. Our energies go out on a day-to-day basis. We don't know why we do it, but we send out what little energy we have to that person in agreement. Now, I want you to send out energy into the atmosphere to those that may not be present here today, who cannot exercise their opportunity after the decision. But for those of you who are here today, your vibrations are ample enough. Send out your energy today. But if you need a healing yourself, take that same energy and endow it with yourself. You must first heat up your own essence. And empowering yourself to see the bright light around you, keeping your eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. Meditating on pure energy at this moment. Whatever you need is here for you. In your very room, your energy is charged up. Your frequencies are vibrating, even unto death. So we're going to call on the ancestors right now, because we know their energies are vibrating. They have never left us. We know that their energies are all around us, and we're going to tap into the melanin of our ancestors' energy. Ancestors from the east, ancestors from the west, we're going to call on your energy. We're going to call on your forces from the south, from the north and east. We're going to call on the energy, and we pour the libation to the energy. We pour the libation to the north. We pour the libation to the south, east, and west. We call on our energy forces today. We're going to call on our ancestors and invite them to be a part of this ceremony. And as we call on our ancestors, we call on our honorable heroes and sheroes as we take that journey down the Freedom Road. We'd like to call on the Honorable Malcolm X. We call on Madam C.J. Walker. We call on Rosa Parks. We call on Langston Hughes. We call on Louis Armstrong. We call on Jackie Robinson. And we call on the good of truth, Harry Tubman, old Harry Tubman. We call on W.E.B. the Lord. And we call on God, Yahweh. We say, Ashe and Ashe. We like to call on the forces of our mother's spirit, Clara Mason. We call on the forces of our father's spirit, Father, and Ashe. Tommy, keep on, Ashe. Esther, keep on, Ashe. Mommy, mend your day, Ashe. We call on you, Sing Lily, Ashe. Come on, Marvin. Let it start. as they go out and we go out front. Lord, give us permission for this time. Go ahead, Lord. Show us what's needed for this time. We are nation builders, Lord. A nation cannot rise any higher than this woman. Lift us up. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Lift us up, Lord.
Oh,
see and the bright light around you. Bright light begins to fade. Remember, the high frequency of channeling can be done on a day-to-day basis, ladies and gentlemen. You can bring yourself into channeling your energies at any given time. No one is far away from you that you can't reach them, even those that are locked away in prisons. Excuse me, you can reach them. Even those that you think are wayward children, you can reach them. You can tap into your spirit and send a vibrational spirit out to them today and see them in the realm of being whole and complete. See them performing and acting out that which is positive, smiling back at you because they know that you sent your energy. Visualize them in full bloom and function. Know that you are nothing but an atom, a beam of light, ready to vibrate at any given time. Vibration is in order. Our ancestors have left it behind for us, all of the vibrational frequencies, even their melanin. Yes, the melanin can be used as well. And as we use the melanin, we broaden our intellect. We broaden our wisdom. We broaden our pathway. And we extend our health and longevity. Melanin will extend the health and longevity. As we send melanin to Africa to heal the sick bodies of AIDS, to renew their faith and their strength. And every African American that has contracted the AIDS disease, we can tap into the cure for this disease today. And we can send the energies. If everything else has failed, why not use what you know to be powerful, your frequency and your melanin today, ladies and gentlemen. Vibrate all over the place, if you will. Keep on vibrating if only talks. It's all right, but you're standing on holy ground. I know that there are deities standing all around. Shango, Obatala, Yamanja, Alegba. Standing all around you right now, ready to take frequency to another level. Vibrate today, ladies and gentlemen. You're channeling today. Did you know that Omi was going to teach you how to spread the spirit around the universe? That's what it's all about. Don't keep it to yourself. How are you going to get to heaven without taking the rest of us? You're going to have to keep the rest of us tapped in. And if we tap into the vibrations today, ladies and gentlemen, know that you can tap in on any occasion, not when you're just in Omi's room. You can use this outside of this environment and continue to tap in. Continue to tap in today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to proceed on with this ritual by giving you our pledge and then the pledge for the family. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the Care to Read room, and thank you for going with Omi. And as I bring myself down off of that channeling, just bear with me as I stop vibrating so much. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope sun is future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it. In time to come, red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young man shall dream of it, face shot and shell of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and pole of it, please is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it, great flag of mine. May God add a blessing to the reading of that word, and may you remember forevermore to teach your children about their red, green, and black flag. It does have significance, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as I go on to read the pledge by Dr. Maya Angelou, the Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous undergrowth. You and perilous undergrowth, our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither understand nor want. because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loveliest. Therefore, we pledge on this day to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace one's lowliest, to keep companion with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toil in perilous gods with golden tongues, and gratitude, and the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation, we make this pledge today on the 26th of October, this Tuesday, here and now. And we pledge that we will stay in each other's company. We pledge that we will not bond to hardware, but to flesh and blood. And that as we get to heaven, we take someone else with us. And every day we experience hell, knowing that we cannot get to heaven without taking each other's arm and locking arms to go together. We thank you for this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, and for being a part of our Care to Read room. And you know it is the power of faith that keeps us together and nothing else, because you can do nothing within your own strength. You ought to pay homage to your O-Re today, because if you have good success, you know it's because you're O-Re. And I'm sure you should know who O-Re is by now. We've talked about O-Re several times. O-Re is your Godhead that's been assigned to you. And you ought to pay homage to your O-Re and thank your O-Re for all of the things that he's done for you. And just praise your O-Re because, you know, it is the power of faith that gives us the ability to get wealth and to get any other thing in our life. This is Steve Cobb and his companion, Mrs. Cobb. So just join them as they sing, and most of the songs that I'm playing are by the by the Cox family. You might want to go out and get a copy of this. These are Kwanzaa songs. Tomorrow we're going to have an expert in the room talking about Kwanzaa music, traditions of Malanga Karinga. So please do mark your calendars and join us. The power of faith, ladies and gentlemen.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives
Again, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd like for you to lock in that station 646-478-0027. Once again, 646-478-0270. Please lock in that number. You got your only the seven in the house, your advisor, the one you certainly need, and your advocate, the one you are. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing our segment, our 17th segment, and this segment is on the topic of the Supreme Being in Ifa faith and tradition. Who is he? I would like to go back and sort of refresh your memory. We indicated that the Supreme Being himself was the Almighty God who created the universe. However, he has a prime minister, and he has assistants, Ilede and Oluru, working with him. But the Almighty God, I'd like to read you a little bit about who he is, because we know that he was so potent and ratified that we could not begin to stand before him because of his arrays and ratification. We know that he had to have expressions of him, and there were many expressions of him, meaning the deities of the Orishas. Now, as we begin to look at his attributes, we know that when we talk of the God in the universe for the Christian God who said, oh, God is all-knowing, God is all-potent, omnipresent, he's everywhere, and omniconscious, meaning he cannot be, he can always be everywhere. Now, that Godhead that they're speaking of is holy. Within your perimeters, that God can never be outside of your perimeters. He's everywhere around you. But the Almighty God is all-knowing, all-seeing. He is the God that created the universe. He would not be at your beck and call. He would not be right here in your presence at all times. That Almighty God is pure energy. That's why I took you into a level of channeling your energy. That was an example of showing you who Almighty God was. His energy is so potent that if he ever channels his energy at you, you wouldn't be able to withstand it. You wouldn't be able to live behind it because his energy is too potent. However, the expressions of his energy, such as you and I, all the deities, the Orishas, they can be attributes that express how powerful the Almighty God is. Now, remember, we also talked about a couple of things about the fact that this Almighty God had no relatives. He had no mother, no father, and he was not created by anyone. He invented himself. Being that he came out of nowhere, nobody knows where he came from. There are many names that he's been given, and I'd like to read you some of the names, okay? He said, and this is what was written about him, I am without being, without end, older than the night or day, younger than the babes, newborn, brighter than the light, darker than the darkness, beyond all things and creatures, yet fits into the hearts of everyone. From me, the shining world flows forth. To me, all at last returns. Yet to me, neither men nor angels may draw nigh. For I am known only to myself. You cannot know God in his full totality. He's only known to himself. Ever the same is my inmost being, absolutely one, completely whole, perfect, always, itself, internal, infinite, ultimate, formless, indivisible, changeless, of all existence. I am the source, the continuation, and the end. I am the germ, I am the growth, I am the decay. All things and creatures I send forth, I support them while yet they stand without. And when the dream of separation ends, I cause their return unto myself. Apart from there is neither wisdom nor knowledge nor understanding unto everything. And the state of knowledge do I enter, into false knowledge as well as into truth, so that I am not less the ignorant of the deluded than the wisdom of the sage. For what thou callest ignorance and folly is my pure knowing imperfectly expressed through an incomplete image of my divine perfection. Mine is the healing influence flowing down from the concrete hand. Mine the vomit of the adders and pain. Nothing falleth but by me. Nothing falleth but by me. And whatsoever riseth, mine is the power that lifted it up. Before all worlds I was, in all worlds I am, and when all worlds are but a memory, I shall be. This is the description that's given of the Almighty God of the universe. He is Oladulamare. Oladulamare is the creator of the universe. However, there was no known birth that took place, no mother and father that existed. He was self-invented, so there is no bloodline for the Almighty, but many expressions of the Orisha. Now, he did give instructions to quite a few of his deities, and I'd like to read you something here. He writes, Chief Menahochi, this is the way Ifa divination's literature is handed over from generation to generation. Priests of Ifa are not agreed on the maximum branches. There are many branches that are involved. He further goes on to point out that some of these separate branches of knowledge from general to specific fields and are still being actively imparted into the world and would be an initiate for priests in separate in search of further knowledge. The main purpose of the present paper is to take a step further than Aben Bola by arguing that Ifa is more than just a body of knowledge. Rather, it is repository of knowledge. It was handed down. And this is what Russell said. Okay. To understand an age or a nation, we must understand its philosophy. And to understand its philosophy, we must understand the concrete cosmos and be in some degree a philosopher. There is here a reciprocatory causation. The circumstances of man's lives do much to determine their philosophy, but controversially, the philosophy does much to determine their circumstances. And it goes on to say, the interaction between a people, circumstances, and their philosophy seems to have seen responsibility for differences, okay, in philosophies and philosophical systems and worldviews through the ages. As we can see in the history of philosophy, it is reflected in the cultural outlook of the nation and the belief system. What is more, it shows that belief and way of knowing are both products of culture, language, as well as the circumstances of a people. Life, thus we have nations and periods with different philosophical beliefs and temptations. Scholasticism and rationalism, imperialism, skepticism, and spiritualism is maximized. Buddhism, idealism, paganism, and the mythism, etc. What is known, what can be known, and to what extent, and the way of knowing is different from one's philosophical school of thought. The belief of the school as strong as the belief of another. Consequently, in general, an agreement as to what can be known and how it could be known. Impossible. From this is also followed that while we can have a theory of knowledge or several of them, the theory of knowledge acceptable to different philosophical schools of thought. In other words, African religion is a school of thought that has been perpetuated throughout the years. Okay, and it goes on to say, philosophy, culture, and knowledge, a Yoruba epistemology. One important way of knowing in Africa, traditional philosophy is usually associated with the Yoruba doctrine of Ifa, which for the purpose of this paper, they go on to say that they shall call Ifakology. Now, in telling you about Oromola, the Almighty, this is a philosophy from Ifakology. Ifa has been called by some people as one of the angels of God. Okay? It is therefore a deity identified with Arumala, the owner of the possessions of wisdom and knowledge. Through Ifa, Arumala brought wisdom and knowledge into this world, such as knowledge consists of several branches: science of nature, physics, animal biology, plants, botany, medical plants, herbalism, oral incantations, opae, and all the science associated with healing and disease medicine. The knowledge of healing thus derived from Ifa is known as complete cure. Such as cure is possible because Ifa knows the origin of disease. God knows the origin of disease, ladies and gentlemen, and he has within his hand the power to discern what the problem is because he knows the origin of disease and the various by which they are called. It also knows the leaves, herbs, roots, and animal substance associated with the cures of all diseases and the controlling of the language, culture, philosophy, and religion, exhortations, and repositories of knowledge. Thus, what is universe? Is very small compared to what we can never know. Although we daily strive to acquire more knowledge through our study of Ifa, our knowledge of things about us and those beyond shall forever remain incomplete or imperfect. We are still imperfect in mortals. God is an immortal. He can never die. He's perfect, and he's all-knowing, all-encompassing. The Almighty God in no way compares to us. We are fallible. He is perfect and flawless. The Almighty God has deities to express who he is so that we can allow ourselves to have experience, and in return, he knows experience, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you for going all the way with me and listening in on this topic. And may you please go out and extend your training and learn more about the Almighty Olodumare. And join us tomorrow as we continue with our next segment. We will have a guest on tomorrow. We'd like to invite you out to come in and pose your questions and be a part of the show. Now, please, we're going out with you, Gemma.
I'll be in here.
Okay, I'm going to pull it before. Yes, collective work and responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a joy to work with, and I'd like to invite you back to be a part of our show with our guests. Please do join us tomorrow, same time, same station, and we're going to go out of here with the drums. Have a great evening, and I'd like to say Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow here at 6 o'clock. And remember, come with your questions. We have a guest that will be coming in the room, an expert poet who will be talking about Kujichagulia, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. He's a poet, ladies and gentlemen. Come in and hear him recite his poetry and pose your questions. We'd like to see you tomorrow, and we say, oh, double. I'd like to send three shouts on to the atmosphere, to our neighboring radio station, Harambe. I say Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. How you doing, Delania, man? Hope you're doing fine. Keep up the good work. We love you. Odabo.